Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
It was a troubling moment last night, to be sure, when we saw Tua Tagovailoa go down and having to be tended to for so long, especially after this happened just 4 days after he was in concussion protocol initially before the Dolphins called it a back injury. But it's all tied together. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we've been hearing a lot from you over the last little bit. I want to continue that for just a few moments to get your reaction off of last night, because, you know, as Chris and I were talking during the break, if you love football, today's a day that you deserve to be heard from, because there are a lot of different emotions. All I could think about is what Chris is thinking about last night watching that transpire. My initial reaction was just anger based on the fact that we had openly talked about yesterday whether or not he should have been playing 4 days removed from the injury that he suffered against the Bills, and yet here Tua is. And listen, thankfully all the reports are good so far, but you just have to wonder exactly where it all went wrong, because it clearly did last night, and where the situation failed Tua Tagovailoa. So let's get more from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, Chris. Daryl's in Nebraska. He's been patient on ESPN Radio. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're great.
Good. Hey, I listen to you guys all the time when I get a chance. I'm going to give you four perspectives of this from a parent, from an ex-indoor football player, from a coach, and from a state referee. From the referee's point of view, I would say, hey, from the Buffalo game, how did he get back in the game? I would have seen, this man's wobbly on his legs. I think I'm quite sure he has a concussion. He needs to be out. He don't need to be coming back in. He shouldn't have been playing last night. I didn't get to see the game. I listened to it on the radio, but from what I heard, he shouldn't have been in there. That's the referee's part of me. Coach's part of me says, hey, the Buffalo game, after I seen his wobbly legs, damn, my quarterback's out, period. He's out. He can't play no more. Not on no wobbly legs like that. He ain't going to be able to come back second half and be able to play. He might say, yeah, I can play. Yeah, any idiot will say he can play. He would have been out last week, and guess what? Unfortunately, if he hadn't proved nothing to me this week, he would have been out this week. I would have kept him out this week just for the heck of it, just to make sure. And
well, listen, Daryl, I get what you're saying, and I'm not going to back up what Mike McDaniel said earlier. Thanks for the call, because, I mean, Chris, I just didn't love the tone of what McDaniel was saying in any of it. Sometimes common sense can play a role, and when you're 4 days removed from that, they're just, put it this way, I can guarantee you, whatever the revisions are that take place, one of them will be, if you're even in the protocol the previous week, you won't be allowed to play if you're on a short week the following week.
Or how about this, Carlin? If you go into concussion protocol, you're out of that game, period.
Yeah.
If you're going into concussion protocol, guess what? You're not coming back into that game that you got hit in. If there's any gray, if it's questionable, if it's on the fringe, then we're just going to remove all doubt. We're going to err on the side of caution. And if we were wrong, and if it was a back injury, a back spasm, then so be it. It is what it is. But because of the violent nature of the sport, we recognize that the NFL and the NFLPA can't legislate out all of the head contact, all of the potential instances where there could be brain trauma, then we have to do our best when we do see what we think could be symptoms of a concussion. That includes uneasiness, like when the guy's unbalanced, when he's dizzy, when he's dazed, when his teammates have to help him off the field, when he tries to get back up and then he quickly falls back down. We have to include all of those things, Carlin. It's just what it is at this stage of the game, because we recognize that this is an evolving science. There is no test that can definitively tell you in real time that the player has suffered a concussion. And so because of that, Carlin, we have to be cautious. We have to be conservative. And that's where I feel like the Miami Dolphins training staff and the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants fell short in week three in that Buffalo Bills game.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Tyler is in Maine, up next on ESPN Radio. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So I'm a certified athletic trainer, Maine, and I'm pretty disappointed in the way that everything was handled, to be brutally honest. I know a lot of the callers have already said that and state their claim to it, but there's a lot of, you know, there's two sides of a concussion in the testing that you do on field. There's a subjective side, which we all expect Tua to come out and say, you know, at this point, I'm fine, I can get back in the game. He's a competitor, and that's kind of what you expect at a competitor. It's an unfortunate situation. You know, you wish he would come forward and say, I'm symptomatic, but he probably won't. And then there's the objective side. You know, you do some clinical testing. You have baselines that you can follow through with these players, balance testing. You have impulse control testing. You have neurological symptoms that you can go through in terms of cranial nerves. There are things that you can check. And like you guys have said already a billion times, like there's the eye test in general. The guy who's falling there on the field can't stand up. He's got to have his offensive lineman hold him there and say, hey, man, don't move any further. Like, what's going on? Like, it's just an unfortunate scenario that you got independent neurologists, you got doctors saying, like, oh, we can't make that call. And, you know, as a certified athletic trainer, it's the hardest thing being the bad guy pulling somebody that wants to play.
But that's what I think gets lost in all of this, and we appreciate the phone call. Players want to play. Like, we had a caller, Randy from California, that was saying, well, Tua's got some responsibility in this too. I get what you're saying, but Tua wants to play. We love this game. We're competitors. We get an opportunity. We have the privilege, Carlin, to play against the best football players in the world. You don't want to miss any of those opportunities. You want to maximize this experience, and you want to monetize this finite window that you have to play the sport at the highest level. Well, guess what gets in the way of that? If teams label you as injury prone and you can't finish a full season and you prove to be unavailable too often to be relied upon. That's what gets in the way of that. So when you say, yeah, well, Tua's got some responsibility in this, sure, that goes without saying. But in real time, when a player is dealing with a brain injury, how can you then ask the player to cognitively reason and actually come to an informed decision and understand the risk that he's taking by going back out there? You can't, because his cognitive function is impaired. It doesn't make any sense. Now, as far as him playing 4 days later, Carlin, we know what that's about. He wants to be there for his team. He wants to make sure that he gives them the best chance to win, that they have a successful season. And then, oh, by the way, he dispels this narrative about him that he can't stay healthy for all 17 games. Because he knows what's at stake after this season, a potential contract extension. So there are all of these different factors that apply pressure on the player to get back out there. And guess what? The coaches ain't stopping them, and the players ain't stopping them. This has to be the organizational leadership that stops them. That's the athletic trainers, that's the team doctors, and ultimately, when we're on game days, the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants. Those are the guardrails to protect the player from himself, because we know if it's left up to the player's devices, what decision the player is going to make.
We're going to get the perspective of Andre Reed in just moments, the Hall of Fame wide receiver who a few years ago talked about feeling all of the effects of concussions that he suffered in his career. He's going to join us in just moments. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We got games to get into this week as well. One of the big ones, Bills-Ravens. That's going to be absolutely terrific. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. He is the Hall of Famer, the seven-time Pro Bowler, the outstanding wide receiver, Andre Reed, who joins Chris Carlin and Chris Canty on ESPN Radio right now. Andre, we appreciate the time. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing well here. Out here in sunny Southern California. Just be glad you're not in Florida or right now where that hurricane is in now. It's in South Carolina. So, you know, we're all praying for all the people there to be safe and do the right things to stay safe there in Carolina now that it's, you know, blown through Florida. So, you know, prayers to all the people there.
No question. We have been thinking of them for all week long as that has gone on and continues to wreak some havoc on the East Coast. Andre, let's get to a couple of other things first. We'll get to the football part to discuss your former team, the Buffalo Bills, in just a bit. But want to first of all get your impression, just your takeaway last night when you saw everything go down with Tua Tagovailoa and the whole situation over the last week with him and the issues dealing with concussions.
I guess last week he got hit and banged his head there on the turf there in Miami, and I don't know if there was speculation that he had a concussion. I don't know if they even did a concussion protocol there on the sideline. I'm basically just seeing this now with what happened to him last night there in Cincinnati, and somebody could be on the hook for that, and if that's the case, I'm glad he's okay. He got to fly home with the team, so that's a good thing. And I'm just glad he's all right. You know, all the other stuff will come out whenever that does. But we have to, and Chris knows this, we have to be more careful about players, even with symptoms of things like that. I know when I played, they didn't have that. You just went back out there. So it's and they're pretty strict about it on the sidelines. I mean, you got to go through 5-6 people and just to get back on the field. And if you fail one of them, you're not going back out there. So hopefully that's not the case of what happened with Tua 2 weeks ago there in Miami when they played Buffalo. But just glad that he's okay and he was able to fly home and he's all right.
Talking with Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Andre Reed on Canty and Carlin. And Andre, as an ambassador to the game, because you are a Hall of Famer, because you do have a bust in Canton, and you're really close to that Bills organization and the current players there.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to how you've seen the shift in the attitude of the players, or if you've seen a shift in the attitude of players from when you've played to now as it pertains to brain injury and concussions and sitting out rather than trying to push the envelope and return back to sport in a truncated timetable.
Yeah, it's, bottom line is the NFL is all about getting you back out there as soon as they can. You're a commodity to them, and you are not only part of the organization, but your availability has a lot to do with what's going on with the team. And they're going to try to get you out there as soon as they can. Has it changed? In a way, it has changed. It's still the same. To a certain point, it is still the same, but it has changed due to the protocols of concussion protocol now. And, it's crazy. And as a player, you want to get back out there. There's no doubt that you want to get back out there to help the team win and be a part of that. And that has a lot to do with how they view you, too. So there's a onus on both parts. On the player's part, there's an onus on the organization's part to protect the player. And the player's there's a lot of players that probably had concussions that went back out there because that's just the nature of a football player. You know, Chris, we're all about getting out there, helping the team, and doing what we can to help the team win. And if you can do that, and that's in your mind, regardless of the situation, you're going to go out there and play. And if it's up to the team, and the onus is on the team to realize if you're able to do that or not, and kind of take your best interest into hand. And a lot of times, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But it's up to the team to protect you more than you just going back out there and saying, "Well, I feel okay, regardless of what happened. I feel all right because I want to help the team win." But it's all about the player's safety, and it comes down to that. That's really the bottom line. It's the player's safety.
Andre, just to follow up with that, we've heard Troy Aikman said that he won a Super Bowl and didn't remember playing in the actual game. And I'm curious because there is a portion of our listenership that feels like there should be more responsibility or accountability on the player's part. And can you speak a little bit to the dynamic when it comes to the player and the pressure that they're dealing with to return to sport, even if they're dealing with concussion-like symptoms?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head there. The pressure the player has, there's a lot of pressure just to go in the building every day. The mental part of it, the physical part of it. Those things, you put all those things together wrapped up just to play on a Sunday or play on a Thursday night or a Sunday night or a Saturday. It's a lot of pressure on the player, and the player feels that. But again, I think it's more up to the organization when it comes down to it, especially in the last 20 to 25 years, that the player's safety is the number one priority. And if you can't deal with that, then you shouldn't be there in the first place. But they have to be more responsive to you instead of saying, "Oh, I'm okay. I'll go back out there." And we've seen many of things happen that guys are going back out there and playing on maybe mild concussions. And to me, a mild concussion is a concussion. There is a such thing as a mild concussion, but if you're concussed, I don't think there's like a different level of it. You're concussed, and you shouldn't be out there.
Andre Reed, who is the Pro Football Hall of Famer, 7-time Pro Bowler with the Bills. Got to get your take on your team because, you know, they were rolling up until this past week against Miami. What is your take on the Bills right now and your level of concern with the injuries they've been dealing with?
Well, you hit it there too. You know, the team is supposed to, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're picked to win. They're picked to win everything. But I said there's only one thing that's going to derail them from that, and that is injuries. And the injuries have really been a bug to them the last week. Tre'Davious White has been out since the beginning of the season. He's supposed to come back in week 5 or 6. Then they've had some Jordan Poyer's been hurt a little bit. Micah Hyde now is on IR. He's out for the season. That's every team. Every team's going to go through injuries, but especially a team with that much talent And at those positions, that can really be a big, big, big factor in them winning. And, you know, I have faith in Brandon Bean. I have faith in Sean. They're gonna put the players out there that they think they can do the job. And a lot of times it's the next guy up. You got to step in there and you got to do your job. So, but they're hurting a little bit. And this game coming up this week with Lamar and the Ravens in Baltimore, it's not supposed to be a great game with weather. I think the outer bands of that hurricane are supposed to hit up there in Baltimore. So it might be a rainy game. So the running game is going to be a very important factor on both teams. You know, we'll just have to see what happens. But the injury factor on the Bills right now has really, really hit them pretty hard.
Andre, talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer Andre Reed on Canty and Carlin. And real quick, Andre, because we're up against the break, what's the key individual matchup that could go the furthest in determining the outcome of the game on Sunday between the Bills and the Ravens?
It's going to be Lamar. Lamar is the most dynamic quarterback in the game. I think Josh Allen is one of the most dynamic players in the game also. The two most dynamic quarterbacks in the league are playing on Sunday. Lamar is leading in every category, and Josh Allen is just a great leader, and what he does for that football team is phenomenal. And again, that's what Lamar does for the Ravens. So those guys, there's going to be a lot of pressure on those guys to keep their teams in the game, whatever the reason may be. So I think it comes down to quarterback play. It's going to come down to that. And turnovers. Obviously, turnovers really make a difference. But both quarterbacks have to, you know, do their job and take the game the way it should be going. And whatever's given to them, take it. It's going to come down to their quarterback play as the deciding factor to me in the game.
Andre, awesome stuff. We appreciate the time and the perspective as always. Thanks very much.
You got it, guys. Have a good day, man. Appreciate the talk.
Andre Reed, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Now, there is a magic word that we have on this show. It's becoming part of the Canty and Carlin lexicon, and that word is Lockadini, as in we have a Lockadini for you coming up. Chris, there are not many locks in life. There are not many, but there is a lock when it comes to the NFL that really finds its way, that qualifies in the Lockadini category. We'll find out what that is next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Mac Jones is out. Chris and I could have told you that at about, 3:58 last Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, he was being Canty carried off by his teammates too, right? He was jumping off, exactly. Hopping on one leg. You knew that there was something wrong with that leg, and they immediately took him to get x-rayed. Yeah, it's going to be a while before we see Mac Jones.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Hey, tune in to an NL East battle tonight. Braves hosting the Mets. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. It is Sunday Night Football this week. The Bucs and the Chiefs. And, Chris, we were talking about this game a little bit yesterday, but let's get into it a little bit deeper here. When I throw around the word Lockadini, as I did just moments ago, I am referencing the Buccaneers winning the NFC South. Ooh. This is not going to fall apart on them right now. There is no way I see anyone else possibly winning that division at this point. And I'm saying that given the injuries that they have had on the offensive side, especially at receiver, I just don't see where anybody else is going to be able to contend with them when they have played as well defensively and they are as good defensively as they are. But I really cannot wait to see how this defense is going to match up Sunday night against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, that's the interesting thing that people want to see, right? That's strength on strength, the Bucs defense versus the Chiefs offense. But, Carlin, zooming out and taking a 30,000 feet picture of the two teams, I have more confidence in the Bucs path back to a Super Bowl than I do the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are a team.
But is that more because of the AFC, Chris, or is that because of the Chiefs?
It's because of the conference that they play in. It's because of the division that they play in. Think about it, Carlin. I mean, you've got four of the top 10 to 12 quarterbacks in the National Football League in the AFC West.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I mean, think about it. If you're talking about the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, how many of those quarterbacks are in the AFC? Seven? So, I mean, it's a situation where you're looking at it on its face and saying that it's going to be a harder road to toe for the Kansas City Chiefs to host a fifth consecutive conference championship game and get back to a second Super Bowl in the last 3 years. I just, it's going to be hard for them to get it done. Conversely, when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's going to be their primary challenger in the NFC South? Is it the Saints? Well, guess what? They went across the pond, and they're not playing Jameis Winston or Michael Thomas against the Minnesota Vikings. That's probably going to be an L. Do we believe in Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers? Do we believe in Marcus Mariota and the Atlanta Falcons? So, again, who's going to challenge the Tampa Bay Bucs in their division? They are going to cakewalk to the postseason by virtue of dominating the NFC South. Now, when it comes to the odds or probability of making the tournament, it's shown that when a team is 3-1 versus when a team is 2-2, there's a huge disparity in terms of probability of making it to the postseason. And that's why this primetime game on Sunday night is such a big deal. But I would say that there's more margin for error for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just because they play in the weakest division in all of football and they have the softer of the two conferences. So there needs to be more urgency for the Kansas City Chiefs to go out there and get a win on the road in Tampa. And so, Carlin, I sometimes question the Kansas City Chiefs' focus because of what we saw last week against the Indianapolis Colts, losing a game that they had no business losing. If they have that level of focus or lack thereof, They're going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I haven't seen the Bucs this season not have attention to detail. I've seen them not play well because they're missing six starters on the offensive side of the ball. But that defense has been up for the challenge every single week. Has that defense allowed anybody to score 20 points?
No, they haven't.
They haven't. No. And they're third in sacks with 11, Carlin. They're
the
third
Cowboys
in sacks.
And with Dak healthy for the majority of that game, scored 3 points.
Yeah.
there's no reason to bet against them.
Yeah. Carlin, this might be, and I'm not trying to be prisoner in a moment, this literally might be the best defense that Tom Brady has ever played with. It might be. It's that good. That's how good this defense is. Think about all of the great defenses that Brady's been on. Think about the early 2000 Patriots with Brewski, with Vrabel, with Willie McGinnis, with all of those guys. Think about that.
Ty Law, absolutely.
Ty Law. Think about this defense that he's on right now, that he has right now, they might actually be better than that. Wow. That's a scary proposition. And that's why I'm not worried about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers long term, because that defense is going to give the offense time to get healthy. They're going to give them enough runway to figure out who they have to be in order to compete at a championship level. Remember, when they won the Super Bowl back in 2020, they didn't hit their stride until around week 10, week 11. It was right around Thanksgiving, And then they went on a run and won the last eight games. So, you know, this is what we have to be aware of when we're talking about Tom Brady. But, again, I have much more confidence in the Bucs' path to a Super Bowl than I do the Chiefs' path to a Super Bowl.
And what's funny about this to me is that when you bring up that comparison, if you really go back and look at what Brady's numbers looked like when he took over for Drew Bledsoe and they won that first Super Bowl, it truly was the defense that carried the day.
Yep.
So, and Brady's numbers were, he was nothing spectacular back then. And this, I don't think he's going to play to that poor of a level. But I said this to you earlier in the week. If they are truly going to push for a championship in Tampa this year, Brady is mostly going to be along for the ride as opposed to, you know, being what he has been throughout most of his career. I think it could really resemble. It's not going to be Peyton Manning in 2015.
No, because he's better. He's better than Peyton Manning was in 2015. No, it's not going to be that.
Peyton was awful that year.
Yeah, it's
Peyton was
be better
terrible
than
that year.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be. It's not going to be vintage Brady. I don't think it's going to be vintage Brady. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, just something to remember. This coming Monday, this is awesome. You can watch us live in the ESPN app by just opening the ESPN app and clicking watch. The button is right there at the bottom of your screen. So just hit watch, and right there, you're going to see the show live on Watch ESPN. So make sure that you do that this coming Monday. It starts Monday on the ESPN app. As we said, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as your smart speaker. Is there one other division that maybe, just maybe, is as sure of a thing as the NFC South? Well, we're going to hit on that in just moments. And also, it seems like it's been a year of underdogs winning some games unexpectedly, doesn't it? Which underdogs have the best chance this Sunday? We will tell you next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We discussed a little bit yesterday what an absolute disaster the Lakers could turn into in the short term, considering how disinterested clearly Russell Westbrook is in being there, how disinterested the Lakers we believe are in having him there, even though they are all saying the right things. But then you've got Kyrie Irving saying that, quote, for Ben Simmons, that, quote, anything is possible for the talented, motivated Ben Simmons. Whereas yesterday, Steve Nash said, I don't care if he takes a jump shot all year. Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
These are going to be two phenomenal soap operas all year long. Phenomenal. I think the Lakers could be more explosive early, but for the long haul, for the extended entertainment, give me the Nets.
Both of them are going to be spectacular, Carlin, and I don't mean that in a good way. It is literally going to be a spectacle around both clubs. Like, just think about it. You got two players in Brooklyn that don't want to be there, and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, but based on the circumstances, they don't have any choice. Remember, Kyrie Irving had the option, he had the player option where he could have opted out and been a free agent. And he realized that there was no team that was going to give him $37 million or whatever it was on that player option, or the long-term max extension that he was looking for. So he opted back in for another season. Kevin Durant let his trade request be known to the organization and had several meetings with Joe Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, and was basically told, we can't trade you. So, like, you literally have two players that wanted to get out, but they couldn't get out. And then you have a player in Ben Simmons that has said he has mental health issues, and he seems more concerned with being at Fashion Week than actually being on the basketball court and, you know, fulfilling his professional obligations. Now, looking at the Lakers situation, Anthony Davis and LeBron James want to play together. They just don't want to play with Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook doesn't want to be there, but Russell Westbrook doesn't want to turn down a $47 million player option. And he's let it be known that they cannot want him there, but he's there, and they're going to have to deal with him. So it's just, It is a bizarre situation, and you typically don't see this in today's NBA when stars are clamoring to go play with one another, but both of the franchises are in a dysfunctional state. If I had to lean one way or the other, I would lean toward the Lakers being able to find a way to figure it out and make it work to be a playoff squad and do something in the postseason. The Nets are a tire fire. I don't know that they're going to be able to figure it out. And beyond that, they'll walk over their coach, Steve Nash.
Listen, we've talked about making money. If you paid attention, made you a little money last night. A little parlay. Kenty was all over the T. Higgins over 5.5 receptions.
You were worried about it, man. I told you. Don't worry.
I was concerned.
I got you.
I won't lie. I'm sorry that I doubted you.
Did you see what T. Higgins went off for? Did you see it?
I did.
Did you see it? I'm just saying.
Trust me, I was locked in. I was watching every last second.
T gave you 7 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown on 9 targets.
That was the one you were worried about.
You weren't worried about the money line, and you weren't worried about the under on 1.5 passing touchdowns from Tua. We were worried about the T. Higgins 5.5 receptions.
Well,
it turns out you didn't need to worry.
This is me admitting that I shouldn't have had doubts for the situation.
So, Carlin, remind me if I'm right on this one. That makes it 2 3-leg parlays in primetime games this week, right? That we've hit
Correct.
On. Whew.
Correct. Whew. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I mean,
when we're giving out
the lock of the lock of the night or the play of the night, people might just want to pay attention because essentially it's turning into free money.
Listen, that's on you. We can do. What's the saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Listen, we're taking him to the damn river. Take a sip,
man.
Please, we're begging you. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. So, with that in mind, you look at the underdogs this season so far, Chris. This is phenomenal. The underdogs this season, and Devin, correct me if I'm wrong, because I asked you for this, to flat out win. And underdogs in games right now this year are 20-26-1.
Ooh, we can make some money with that.
So underdogs are winning flat out, straight up, like 40% of the time. I mean, that's a pretty big number right there.
Yeah, think about what you can do on the money line. If you're betting a dog.
Exactly.
You can make some money.
Yes. So, Chris, with that in mind, let's look at some underdogs this week. You tell me where we're going here. Okay?
All right, let's do it.
Ravens are getting 3 points against the Bills.
Love it. Love it, Carlin. Love it. I'm all over it. How could you not love the Baltimore Ravens at home getting 3 points? They're saying on a neutral field that the Buffalo Bills are 6 points better than the Baltimore Ravens. I'm just not buying that. Not after what I saw last week up in Foxborough calling the game with you, Ravens-Patriots. Lamar Jackson is the biggest show in the NFL, the most entertaining athlete that's out there right now, and he's going to find a way to exploit the deficiencies in that Bills secondary. Remember, you got young safeties back there for the Bills because they got injuries to Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. We'll see what happens with Jordan Poyer in the foot, but either way, he's not going to be 100%. And the other thing that I like about the Baltimore Ravens, they capitalize in the red zone, Carlin. The Baltimore Ravens, they're 8 of 10 in the red zone this season. Conversely, the Buffalo Bills, they've allowed 8 touchdowns in 11 red zone trips. So when we talk about evenly matched teams, that's one of the things that we have to watch, situational football, and I clearly give the edge to the Baltimore Ravens in that regard.
And keep this in mind, like they may have been 6 points better in week 1. Mm-hmm. Not this weekend.
No.
Commanders +3 against the Cowboys.
Yeah, nah. I gotta fade the Commanders. I'm going with the Cowboys on that one. That dog ain't got a chance in hell. That dog ain't got a chance in hell.
Hard pass.
Hard pass, brother. We all the way out on that one.
Chris, Titans getting 3.5 against the Colts. I could see Tennessee winning that game.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that. I like Tennessee in that one. It's a well-coached football team.
And Derrick Henry, I can see the Colts having a letdown after last week.
The Colts could have a letdown. And Derrick Henry had 140 yards from scrimmage last week, so maybe he starts to get going a little bit. So keep that in mind.
Bears getting 3 against the Giants.
All over the Bears. They can run the
Even
football.
Even with no David Montgomery.
No David Montgomery, but the Giants are without Leonard Williams. And remember, that run defense and that pass rush suffered. You're talking about the Dallas Cowboys running the ball 30 times for 167 yards. Khalil Herbert went off for 157 yards rushing last week as a part of a 281-yard rushing day for the Bears. And they got a really good defense. I think that formula is more the same for Matt Eberflus. I like the Bears winning outright, but I also love him getting the 3 points.
10 seconds, Jaguars getting 6.5 against the Eagles. Can the Jags win outright?
Nah, I'm good on that. I'm going with Philadelphia. That environment, Jalen Hurts, that team, the most complete roster in the NFL.
Canty and Carlin, weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.